It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener Supply. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Mary.
There's a nonstop fire hose of questions pouring into our mailbox. Do you want to do another lightning round of questions and just answer a bunch at once?
Let's go.
Okay, allons-y. Here's the first one. Maria in South Burlington says, I have several hydrangeas of varying types, a couple I've had for more than 20 years, and they've typically bloomed very, very lightly. This year, they're covered with small blooms in a way that I've never seen before. Another plant that typically is covered in large blooms is off to a slow start. Nothing's changed regarding their physical environment or care. Is there something about the recent weather patterns that might be impacting hydrangea blooms this year?
Absolutely, Maria. I think it's because of the warm winter, so a lot of the stems survive with the flower buds and all the rain we've been getting. Now, if you have small blooms on your plant, that might be an indication that your plant needs some fertilizer, which also could be because of all the rain washing out the fertility in the soil. So one of the things you might want to do, probably not this year, but maybe in the spring, is to get a hydrangea plant food. It could be a granular fertilizer, an organic one, and sprinkle that around the plant. Next year, you'll probably get bigger flowers.
Carolyn has a question, and Caroline writes, I have raspberry plants that came from my grandmother's property. I spaced some plants out in a well-drained full-sun bed, and I prune the old canes each fall. They're mulched with sawdust. Each year they flower, but I only get dried up spots where there should be fruit. What do you think?
Well, assuming everything else is working out correctly, like you have them in full sun, well-drained soil, all of that, my only other guess is that there might be a virus. And if it's an old variety from your grandma's, chances are those raspberries have viruses. And one of the things viruses can do was abort the flowers before they can actually set fruit. So unfortunately, you might have to start over with a new variety and get rid of grandma's. I'm sorry to say that.
Oh, boy. Okay. This one from Mary in Newark. Mary writes, I just heard that copper wire can control slugs and other vegetable garden pests. Is that true? Do you have experience using copper wire in vegetable garden beds? And if so, what other insects besides slugs does copper help prevent?
Yes, actually, copper doesn't kill them, but it repels them. And what you'll be looking for is not necessarily wire, but flashing, large strips of copper. And you can buy that at a garden center. You can just wrap it around containers and around raised beds. And what happens is the slugs come up on the container or the raised bed. They come in contact with the wire, and an electrical chemical shock actually repels them so they don't cross it and they save your plants. So that's a nice way to protect your plants, especially in containers and raised beds.
Alex from Berlin writes, this year I started experimenting with leaving some weeds to help my raised bed and container vegetable garden. So far, yellow wood sorrel's been useful as green mulch and also tasty in salads, and lamb's quarter has been helpful as a decoy plant for aphids. Am I on the right track?
Yes, you are. I would experiment with different plants. You know, if you're really trying to get rid of weeds, some of the best plants to use are plants such as mustards, mustard greens, those wild yellow mustards, and oats, because they have allelopathic effect that stops weeds from germinating. If you're thinking more about a ground cover, you can try plants like wild strawberries and white clover, but you have to be careful because you might want to avoid those plants if they're taking over in your garden and you don't have enough space for them. So that's the only downside of trying to use some of those more aggressive ground cover plants as a living mulch.
Almut in Mansonville, Quebec writes, we live in the eastern townships, and I've asked around. It seems the majority of my neighbors, including myself, had not had any June bugs this year. Have you heard of a reason?
Where have all the June bugs gone? Long time passing. Well, I don't really know, Elmut, where all the June bugs have gone. I have read a few other things from Canada about June bugs this year, and they seem to have them in the Maritimes. So it might just be related to the weather, too much moisture in the soil, a lot of diseases killing the grubs. Also, if you notice raccoons and skunks and crows and blue jays on your lawn a lot, they might be hunting and eating the larvae of the June bugs. So a couple different things might be happening.
Leighton in East Montpelier writes, this is the first year growing pumpkins. I'm wondering how I can protect them from animals.
So if you have pumpkins and if you're worried about woodchucks and rabbits, you can just put a fencing around them. That should keep them out. If you have things like raccoons, for example, or moles and voles, you might want to get some window screen mesh material and wrap the individual pumpkins, especially if you only have a few of them there. That will protect them.
Send your questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.